Hello, Mr. President. This is Deborah Daniels at KSAT in San Antonio.
How do you do?
I'd like to ask you about the Simpson-Mazzoli bill. It's created a lot of controversy here in South Texas. We're so close to Mexico. A lot of people don't like it. How do you feel about it? And do you think it's going to solve our immigration problem?
Yes, I think it is, as well as they can be solved. We've lost control of our borders. There's no question about that. And it is necessary, would be necessary for any country in that situation to do something about it. Now, we recognize the great problem is in 120 miles of our border, about that much down in the southwest. But we think that the program is going to provide for documented workers crossing the border to fill needs, particularly in agriculture. We think that we, with compassion, are going to recognize the problem of those undocumented immigrants to our country who have been here for a number of years, who've established a base and a home and put down roots, and we're going to legalize them. And I think we're also in this bill going to stop the exploiting of the undocumented worker by some employers who hire them much more cheaply than the law should allow, and do so because it's a form of blackmail. They know that the individual can't complain because of their undocumented status. So all of these things we're trying to solve in this problem. Now, there may be some glitches here or there, but believe me, we don't want any penalty imposed on people simply because someone is reluctant to take a chance on hiring them because of their Hispanic heritage. And we're going to do everything we can to protect against that. I think that the bill can be worked out to the point that it will resolve some of our worst problems and will benefit a great many people presently living in this country.
Mr. President, the Hispanics are a growing political force. I'd like to know how important you feel the Hispanic vote will be in the upcoming election, and what are the Republicans and your administration offering Hispanics?
Well, let me say that they are very important, as they were in 1980. And you bet I want their vote. Well, I'd like to have everybody's vote, but going to try very hard for them. I think at the same time that we have more to offer them than they've been offered over the last few decades by the philosophy of the other party. The other party has believed in handouts, grants, welfare, the making of people dependent. And in my view, Americans of Hispanic origin, their values are based on family and religion, on all the basic good values of ethics and work ethic, and they want to be independent. And that's what we offer, is opportunity. Our program is one aimed at offering them not the dependency of having to hold out their hand for government to give them a handout forever in bondage to the government. Our offer, jobs, opportunities, a chance to be self-sustaining, to provide for themselves and their families. And I think this is what the average Hispanic American wants more than anything else, and we're offering it.
I'd like to put the same question to you about women. We're hearing a lot about the gender gap as the election closes in. What is the Republican Party doing to attract women?
I am glad you asked me that. I don't believe that any administration in this country has ever done as much as this administration is doing with regard to discrimination against women in the marketplace or wherever it might be, employment in government and all. First of all, we have, out of the 4,000 appointments that I can make in government, almost half of those are women. There's never been anything like that. Secondly, there's never been three women in the cabinet before, as there are now. And I have appointed the first woman to be a justice of the Supreme Court. But that is only scratching the surface. No other administration has gone through, as we're going through, all the statutes, all the federal laws and regulations to find and eliminate those that contain language that is discriminatory against women. We have already implemented this in hundreds of those regulations. We have people in 50 states that are working toward doing the same thing, because I have done that as governor in California, in the state statutes and laws. Our tax policies that we put into effect has reduced the marriage penalty tax. We have almost doubled the tax credit for working mothers for child care credit that they must have. We have removed the so-called widow's tax from inheritances. No tax due on the inheritance. All of these things have added up to more advantages for women than, as I say, have ever been provided by any administration. And maybe it's beginning to get around, because just last week, some national polls revealed that the gender gap has turned the other way by a slight margin. A majority of women have announced themselves as supportive of our administration.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Thank you.